Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we are going to continue in our studies, individual studies, complete within the broadcast. And we wish to raise the question, what is your life, as James raises it in the fourth chapter of his epistle? And he gives us an example which I think applies directly to our lives. We read in James chapter 4, and beginning at verse 13, he says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Now here he is comparing our lives to a vapor that appeareth for a little time. And he asks the question, for what is your life? And he's answering it. Let's answer it too and see what we can gain from this. "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." And then James raises a complaint against those that are not following the advice that he's giving here. "But now ye rejoice in your boastings." Oh, we're going to do so much. We're going to here and there, and we're going to accomplish so much. All such rejoicing is evil. When we ought to be saying, "The Lord will." If the Lord will, we should be doing that. Now let's get quickly to this comparison of our lives with that little seemingly insignificant vapor that we see in the sky. I'm thinking of the vapor answering to cumulus clouds on a spring day in a bright blue sky. If you have, if you're a good observer and if you love clouds, you will notice sometimes that in the spring, the warm sun takes the moisture from the ground and brings it, transports it up into the air on an ascending current until it cools, and the vapor starts to form. And you look up, and that vapor is forming, writhing and twisting and forming, and you watch it form, and perhaps another one appears in the sky, and you go to the other one and watch it develop, and then when you come back, the other one is gone. It appears, as well, James says, for a little time, and then vanishes away. Now, our lives are like that. We read in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 13, "When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with the rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries." Now, just in case that we miss Jeremiah 10 and 13, he repeats it again in the 36th chapter of Jeremiah. He wants us to get this picture that the Lord raises the multitude of waters in the heavens and causes the vapors to ascend to the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain. Those vapors become rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Now we see the warmth of the sun doing all of this. And I think of the sun, the strength of the sun. You know, Christ is likened to the sun in the scriptures. He's called the Sun of Righteousness. Now, I don't mean S-O-N. It says S-U-M. We read in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Now, this Malachi prophecy is of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes into this world to begin his millennial reign. He is that Sun of righteousness with healing in his wings. And so we see indeed that Christ is the Sun. He heats the earth that causes the vapor to ascend, and he heats our lives and our circumstances and causes those vapors to ascend and become visible. Now we read of its composition in Job chapter 36 in verses 27 and 28, where we read in Job 36, 27, 28, "For he maketh small," he maketh the drops of water, rather, "they pour down in rain according to the vapor thereof." The vapor has become rain. If it's rich in moisture, if it has warmed, raised by the sun up there to that cool atmosphere where it condenses, and then he goes on, "which the clouds do drop and distill on man abundantly." It produces showers for mankind, and we should be like that vapor that produces showers, a source of refreshment for those that are around us. The Christian should be noted for his peace. He should be noted for his kindness, for his refreshment, and he should be white. It's the character of the vapor is really white in color, speaking of the purity that is ours in Christ. Now, when that sun shines upon the waters of this earth, it may shine upon a swamp that has been polluted, a swamp that is polluted. But when the vapor is separated from that swamp, it is pure. And when it condenses into rain, that rain is pure. And it's refreshing to those around us. Oh, that we might be refreshing to those that are around us, that we bring real refreshment to them as well. How can we do it? Preach Christ. Just preach Christ and tell them what he is in our lives. That he saved us from our sins, dying for us, and he died. I frequently tell people when I'm talking to them about this, "Now this is yours just as much as it is mine." And we can tell our friends that we want to witness to that Christ is real, a source of warmth in our life, a source of refreshment, and produces that which refreshes other people. Now we see, of course, that vapor is white in color. And it speaks of the purity that is ours in Christ because he died for our sins. And then when we trusted in that death, putting away our sins, we just left it to God. God creates and God makes and God magnifies. And we are content to let him be a 100% Savior. The work that saves is done. And the warmth of that sun of righteousness shines upon us and causes the vapor to arise, white in color, speaking of the purity that is ours. And that whiteness, it may come from a swamp. It may come from dirty water. It may, but when it ascends, it's vapor. And it's white. And as Christ lifts us out of this world in his condemnation, we should be different in our lives. Now, that white vapor that forms the cumulus cloud is writhing and twisting. And we see that sometimes in the rays of the setting sun. Now it's no longer white. It becomes rose color. It becomes red as the sun in the setting sun shines upon it. And so we reflect the Lord's glories. The Lord is like the rainbow. He's compared with the rainbow in the Scriptures, in the Old Testament. And that's full of the primary colors, the beautiful colors of the rainbow. Now, when the sun that shines on us, that sun of righteousness, we should reflect his glories. We should be show the beauty of a Christian life and how wonderful it is. Now, I mentioned a while ago that it's twisting or writhing due to the turbulence that rises from this earth. Now, there is a turbulence in our lives, and this furthers the comparison. John chapter 16 and verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Job in chapter 14, 1 says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." Oh, the turbulence of this life tosses us about like the vapor is tossed about in the sky. But will you notice something, please? That vapor is moving in a fixed direction. God controls the wind. Now you see two motions. You see the motions of the turbulence on the vapor, on the cumulus cloud, but that cumulus cloud is traveling. And the Christian is traveling too. He's traveling to heaven. That is our fixed course. Peter, in his first epistle, chapter 1 and verse 4, we read there, with that we, and he speaks of us as we, are moved to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Yes, that's our destination. We're going to heaven, not because we deserve it, but because Christ loved us. He died for us to put our sins away and remove that terrible barrier that would have kept us out of heaven. And we're going to heaven. We're moving in a fixed direction. And though the turbulence will tumble the cloud, it heads in a fixed direction. Now, its derision is momentary. Please note, it appears for a little time. That's what James says in his epistle. Even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. Our lives are transitory. We are just here for a few days. The psalmist, Moses, wrote the 90th psalm, and he says in that psalm, verse 90 and verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts under wisdom. We're not going to be here forever. This is transitory. We're just here for a little while, and like that vapor, we indeed furnish a lesson for others. That this world is only transitory. Eternity looms ahead of us, all of us. Eternity where that will last forever. Now, I might ask a question, and you may not like me for asking this question. To which eternity are you going? I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven not because I deserve it, but because God is taking me there. He directs the winds. Oh, there's so much in the scripture about meteorology. The book of Job is full of it. I couldn't attempt to tell you all of meteorology that occurs in the scriptures, but it occurs. And you and I have the privilege of knowing that we're going to heaven. We're here just for a little while, but we know where we're going to be eternity. Do all of those know that are listening to this broadcast where they're going to be? Well, I can tell them where they can be. The provision is already made. The ticket's already bought by Christ and His precious blood when He shed that for you. And I'll say over the air, this belongs to the listener just as much as it belongs to me. Our Father, we thank You today in the name of the Lord Jesus for this little comparison that James furnished us. May we realize the transitory character of our lives and make our time count for the Lord. In Christ's name, amen.